Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, we're invited to see what happens when the boy meets the girl.
Today, the things that I'm going to share are going to be controversial out in the world. But it is my command from God to speak the truth in love. And so I want to put up some guardrails today. And if you say, man, that sounds harsh, it's because I don't want you to fall off the cliff.
Well, Pastor Jeff Shreve has alerted us about the nature of today's message on From His Heart. What does God say about sex, marriage, and gender? As we know, our world has and continues to redefine these things, making them contrary to God's original design. In today's controversial message, Pastor Jeff shares the truth about God's plan for sexual intimacy in marriage. This timely and important lesson is from the seven-message series entitled The Truth in Love. Now, we're airing messages from this series all month long, so if you miss any of them, then we hope that you'll go to fromhisheart.org, click the radio tab to listen to them, download them, and also get the sermon outlines from Pastor Jeff. If you can now, open your copy of God's Word to Genesis chapter 2. Here's Pastor Jeff to begin this foundational lesson entitled Boy Meets Girl.
What does God say about gender, about marriage, and about sexual intimacy? Genesis chapter 1, I'll begin reading in verse 26. This is day 6 of creation. And the Bible says this, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness.'" God is one, but he's three persons in one God. "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." The Trinity, the Godhead, is speaking together in conference. "And let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." And God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Then God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed, it shall be food for you. And to every beast of the earth and to every bird of the sky and to everything that moves on the earth which has life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. When you're building a house, you have to look at the blueprints, because if you don't, you're going to get yourself in trouble. So we're going back to the blueprints today to see, how did God create this? What is the design, divine design for marriage and family and love? How is it set up? And I want to share with you three foundational truths concerning those issues. Very simple, but very important. And if you want to save yourself a ton of grief in life, you follow the blueprints that God has set up. Truth number one, foundational truth number one, God made two sexes, male and female. Male and female. Now, as the Lord is creating in the 6 days of creation, and those are 6 days of creation, 24-hour days of creation. Some people don't believe that. Some people in seminary don't believe that. But it's clear from the Word of God. Anybody who reads the Bible and takes it at face value would say, well, God is talking about 24-hour days. And there was evening and there was morning, the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. So God, when he sets up, he creates plants, he creates animals, he creates people. and they're male and female. And they have to be male and female so that they can do what? Be fruitful and multiply. That's just the way God set it up. And so in Genesis chapter 1, we get an overview of what God did. And it says on day 6 that man is the crown of his creation. And then in Genesis chapter 2, we don't have another creation. We just have a zeroing in on, okay, let me tell you further how God made man and how God made woman. They're both made on the sixth day, but they're not made at the same time. But in Genesis 1:27, we read that God created man in his own image, and in the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Two sexes, male and female, and both are made in the image of God. They are equally made in the image of God. A man is not greater than a woman. A woman is not greater than a man. We are both the same before the Lord, made in his image. And that's the only thing in creation that's made in God's image. Plants aren't made in God's image. Animals aren't made in God's image. Angels aren't made in God's image. Man, woman, made in the image of God. There's a spiritual dimension to man that's not in any of the other created order, that was made in us to have communion with God, mentally, emotionally, socially, to have fellowship with him, to know God. So God put some of himself into man, some of himself into woman, and we were created in his image. Just two, male and female. And it's so critical to know this. When God created man, male and female created them, their biological sex can never be changed. When God created Adam, he's a man that can never be changed. He created Eve, a woman that can never be changed. And when he creates today in terms of giving life, when a man and woman come together under the confines of marriage and have a baby, when does life begin? Life begins at conception. When does the sex get assigned? When that baby is conceived, and that comes from God. God determines if that's going to be a boy or a girl. I ran across a couple of quotes from different professors and doctors. I thought they were very interesting. This one is from Dr. Lawrence Mayer. He's a psychiatrist and a mathematician. He's got a PhD in mathematics. He said this, "Scientifically speaking, transgender men are not biological men, and transgender women are not biological women. The claims to the contrary are not supported by a scintilla of scientific evidence." Professor Robert P. George says this, "Changing sexes is a metaphysical impossibility because it is a biological impossibility." When God creates you in the womb before you were born, as he told Jeremiah, I formed you in the womb. I knew you before you were born. And says in Psalm 139, I weaved you together, your innermost parts. When there was none of them, when you weren't around yet for anyone to see, I was knitting you together. I was putting you together. Dr. Paul McHugh, who's chief of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins, or he was, he wrote a paper talking about sexuality and gender and those kinds of things. Man, that came out a few years ago. The LGBT community freaked out. They were so upset that this guy would say what he said. And they tried to get Johns Hopkins to squash that study. And Paul McHugh said in defense, he said, "I'm not against transgender people. I want them to get the help they need. It's psychiatric, not surgical." You know, we have this thing called gender dysphoria. Gender dysphoria is the stress and uneasiness as a result of a conflict between one's biological sex and the way they feel, the way one feels about his or her biological sex. So gender dysphoria says, well, everything on the outside says I'm a man, but I feel like a woman, and so I have this conflict within. Or for a female, everything on the outside says I'm a female, but I feel like a male, so there's this conflict within. There's this stress and uneasiness. Did you know before gender dysphoria was even considered anything in medical terms, it was called gender identity disorder, and it was listed as a mental disorder? Because that's where the problem is, in the mind. Your body is either XX chromosome or XY chromosome, XX for female, XY for male, and that XX or XY is on every cell of your body. You can't change that. And some say, well, you know, the doctors just assign your sex at birth. No, they don't. God assigns your sex at creation, when he creates you in the womb, when you're conceived in the womb. God is the one who says, I'm going to make me a little boy, little Jeff. And he did a good job. I mean, he made. And so that's what he's going to do. I read where Kate Hudson had a baby girl. She's not married, but her paramour, they had a baby girl, and she said, we're raising her gender neutral. But she says she seems to be a little more girly. It's like, man, you think? I mean, she's a girl, right? That's why she's probably a little more girly. You know, we create problems for ourselves when we go against the order that God has set up. Now, my heart goes out to people who are struggling with their gender. See, it used to be, I looked this up because it's sex and gender. It's like, okay, when that first came out some years ago, I heard about Facebook and all these different genders that you could select. And I thought, last I checked, there was two. There's male or female. How do we have all these other ones? And somebody said, well, yeah, but you're confusing biological sex with gender. Since the words were created, biological sex and gender have been synonyms. Those are the same thing. What is my gender? It's my biological sex. It's just been fairly recently that we've tried to separate that out and said, no. This isn't a mental disorder. I'm not struggling with anything mental. This is a problem within because I was not created correctly. I heard Bruce Jenner say that in an interview before he became Caitlyn Jenner. He said, you know, God had done a lot of wonderful things for me, but he got this one thing wrong. He didn't. God didn't. Bruce Jenner is the one with things wrong. The scripture says in Romans chapter 9, the thing molded will not say to the molder, why did you make me like this? Now, we know that in pottery, you're not going to have the thing molded say to the molder, say to the potter, hey, I don't want you to make me a cup. I wanted to be a dish. You made me a pitcher, and I wanted to be a bowl. It doesn't do that. Yet we do that to God. And we are saying to God today, Lord, you made a mistake in the way you created me in the womb. And I may be a biological male, but I was supposed to be a female. Ezekiel chapter 18, the Lord chides Israel because they were saying to God, yet the way of the Lord is not right. And God says, is my way not right? No, it's your way that is not right. So we have a society today that's saying, let's take down this guardrail because people need to know that, hey, you choose. When you get old enough, you choose. You're going to be in a progressive home. You're raised as gender neutral. And then when you get old enough, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever it is, then you choose what you want to be. God chooses what you are. And the sooner that you and I align ourselves with the way God has made us, the happier we will be. It's no secret that those who are struggling with this, and it's a serious thing, it's a mental thing, the answer is not surgery, it's psychiatry to help them, it's spiritual and emotional and mental. Those who identify as transgender, gender have a suicide, attempted suicide rate at 41% compared to the general population, which is 4.6%. Those who tell us the loving thing to do is to encourage this person in his fantasy are sending them down the river. They're removing the guardrail and letting them tumble off the cliff. Love says, hey, you need to stop because this is going to hurt you if you continue in this line of thinking. Jesus said, you know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Lord said to the Apostle Paul, it's hard to kick against the goads. Go my way, and life will get so much easier. So God made two sexes, male and female. And like I said, hey, 20, 30 years ago, everybody's like, yep, no argument here. But now we're arguing about this that should be so plain. Second foundational truth, God made two sexes to correspond to each other. So it says in Genesis chapter 2, as God gives us a clearer picture as to what he did, he says in Genesis chapter 2, then the Lord formed man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And then God planted a garden in Eden, and he put the man in the garden to cultivate it and to keep it. And he says in verse 18, then the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Now that's amazing, because in Genesis chapter 1, we read five times where God says he would create, and God saw that it was good. It was good, it was good, it was good, it was good. Five times. Now all of a sudden we hear, it's not good. How can it not be good? Here's a perfect man, Adam, in a perfect place, the Garden of Eden, in relationship with a perfect God. I mean, it should not just be good, it should be great, it should be perfect. But God says it's not good for the man to be alone. I'm going to make a helper suitable to him, one who corresponds to him. And verse 19, out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky and brought them to him, to man, to see what he would call them, and whatever the man called a living creature, that was its name. And the man gave names to all the cattle and to the birds of the sky and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him. God made Adam with an unmet need. Adam was alone. But Adam didn't realize he was alone. So God wanted to show to Adam that he had a need for a helper suitable to him. How did God show Adam that he had a need, that he was alone? By having him name all the animals. He sees two of everyone, and the two are similar but different. They correspond to one another, and Adam says, God, I named all the animals, but there's no one for me. There's no Mrs. Adam. Oh, I wish I had a Mrs. Adam. And God created in Adam's heart this longing for Mrs. Adam. He showed Adam his need for Eve. And then God created Eve for Adam, similar but different from him. Just like Mrs. Lion is different from Mr. Lion, just like Mrs. Giraffe is different from Miss, whatever, however that works out, I forgot the Mr. and Mrs., they're different. They're the similar, but they're different. They correspond to one another. They parallel each other. And it says in verse 21, so the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. And then he took one of his ribs and closed the flesh at that place. And the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to the man. And the man said, at last, this is it. This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. He sees Eve. Wow. She is incredible. She is different from me, but she's like me. She's my counterpart. She corresponds to me. And that's what the Lord said. I will make a helper suitable, one that corresponds to him, one that is a parallel to him, one that fits him like a glove. I like what John MacArthur points out in Genesis chapter 2. He said, there's nowhere in the Genesis account where you read anything about evolution, because evolution doesn't exist. And he said, if Adam evolved, if God used evolution to create, and Adam evolved over millions and billions of years, however long it took, he said, when Adam was naming the animals, he would have had kinship with the animals. And so he surely could have found something, because he's like, yeah, you know, here's some apes. I came from you guys. And so, I could find one I can connect with. He didn't find anything in common with them. Why? Because Adam is created by God on day six, just like that, in the image of God. And the animals are not. The animals are a different species. They're different entirely. So he's looking for Mrs. Adam. And when he finds her, wow. You know what the name Adam is? You know what the name man is in Hebrew? It's Ish. You know what the name woman is in Hebrew? It's Isha. I love that. It's like, she's there, right? So I'm Ish, but you're Isha. And he's excited about her. And God created Eve to be similar, but different from Adam. Now notice how different they are. You know, in our social engineering, we try and say there's no difference between a boy or a girl. Baloney. There's a huge difference between a boy or a girl. I mean, the obvious is there. Their physiology is different. But there's tons of other differences, and we see it in creation.
You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and the message, Boy Meets Girl. And we've only just begun to see the great distinctives between men and women and God's divine design for marriage. Now, today we've been airing part one of this message called Boy Meets Girl. It's part of the seven-lesson series entitled The Truth in Love. And Pastor, Jesus surely has a lot to teach us about the truth in love, right?
Yes, in Ephesians chapter 4, the scripture commands us to speak the truth in love so that we can grow into all aspects into Christ. And so the series, Speaking the Truth in Love, focuses in on hot-button issues of our day, and Christians need to know, what does the Bible say, and why does God say this, and how can we help a generation that has turned away from God, His Word, His ways, and His will, and gone whole hog into their own reality? How can we speak the truth to them in love so that we can bring them into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? We want people to come to know Christ and grow in Christ. And the only way that will happen is when they know the truth, believe the truth, and follow the truth.
Well, you can help us do that when you make a gift from His Heart this month. And if you can help us with a gift of any amount, we'd like to send you Pastor Jeff's series, The Truth in Love. It's available on DVDs, CDs, a USB flash drive, or as an immediate MP3 download. And again, it's our gift of thanks to you for joining us and investing in the hearts and eternal lives of people in your community and worldwide on radio. You can get this resource when you call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or you can make a secure gift online at fromhisheart.org, and be sure to request the series, The Truth in Love. And we want to thank you for joining us today, and we trust that you'll be here tomorrow for part two of this no-holds-barred message about sex, marriage, and gender, right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org. www.thetruthandlove.org.